Municipal leaders have had to adapt quickly to deal with both the coronavirus pandemic and social unrest that followed the death of George Floyd. I recently spoke with Troy Mayor Patrick Madden. As upstate New York continues going through the reopening phases, the second-term Democrat says there is one question he's been hearing a lot lately. When are you going to reopen the South Troy Pool? It's been closed since the summer of 2017, with renovations completed last year.
We've gotten the approval from the governor's office to open the pools. They're passing on to us the responsibility of figuring out how to do that responsibly, so there's not a lot of guidance on that. We therefore will work with the county health department to understand, will there be limitations on the number of people at any given time? What does the county want to see to ensure that it is not a dangerous practice? And then, you know, the annual logistics, the county does need to check out the pool, make sure the systems are working properly, and give their clearance each year for the pool to start up again. But we're focused on making it happen.
Madden adds the pool must be adequately staffed. The city's other pool, the Knickerbocker, awaits a total rebuild. Madden believes people hunkering down at home during the pandemic shutdown led many to visit the Post and Kill Gorge, where there was a recent drowning.
Go there, hang out in the shade, and observe the beauty of the falls and the gorge, but don't go in it. You know, don't go beyond the fence lines. Don't go beyond the posted signs. There's a reason that that's fenced off. There are dangerous undercurrents. Climbing on those shale outcroppings can be very dangerous. You can lose your footing very quickly. It's not safe beyond the trails. But it is, you know, it's lovely there. There's shade. There's areas to have a picnic. It's a little cooler because you are in a gorge.
The Black Lives Matter demonstrations held nationally after George Floyd's death rocked cities across America, including nearby Albany. When a huge rally was planned for Riverfront Park June 7th, shopkeepers throughout downtown Troy boarded up their storefronts. Those boards are gone now. Madden praised the 11,000 protesters who visited Troy.
I've never seen that many people in Troy in my life. And, you know, I'll tell you the interesting thing about it, and I give all the kudos to the people who showed up. I came down very early on Monday morning following the protest, and there was not a lick of litter anywhere. I went to Riverfront Park where there were thousands and thousands of people. I couldn't find a piece of litter. It was a very, very respectful, very passionate crowd.
On Tuesday, Troy opened 4 city splash pads and fountains to the public. Hours are daily from sunrise to sunset, with the exception of Riverfront Park, which is open 10 to 8.
The kids have suffered under this this shutdown. They've been at home. They've been away from their friends and their peer groups.
Madden says 6-foot social distancing should be observed. And although use of a mask or face covering is required in public, face coverings are not recommended when in the water. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.